Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Slash!
And Dash!
Yay!
Right, so you guys voted on Patreon for this week's Slash and Dash. And they voted for investigating his own crime.
Ooh.
Which I thought it was my favourite one, and I'm glad they did. But I can't believe our listeners chose that over knob and bollocks to that.
That is literally the first time they've not gone all out crude.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the final episode of Poirot where he's the murderer and then he dies. Spoilers. Actually, I know you're supposed to say spoiler before you say it. Whoops.
He's watching Poirot. Isn't that 90s?
The last episode of Poirot was only released, like, I don't know, 2000 and something.
Okay. I've got, like, you teach kids that were born way after that. I teach kids that were born then, and I'm like, you're an adult. It's really weird.
Poirot is eternal.
So, shout out also to whoever wrote the lovely review that ended with, I'd like to hear more from Luke, because that's literally, like, destroyed my life every time I mention the podcast. He says, oh, what, my podcast? What, they'd like to hear more of me?
Maybe they didn't mean they want to hear more of Luke and his recordings. Maybe they just want to hear us talk about Luke more. Either way, we're not into it.
No. But yeah, thanks for all the lovely reviews on like Podbay and iTunes.
It's so irritating that someone put that because Luke is now...
Scrolled through. He's getting over 400... Well over 400 reviews.
It wasn't the top review then, he just found
He literally like looked through all of them and found the one that mentioned it.
Because now he's like basking in the glory without doing any work.
Exactly.
Currently he has half of an episode on Patreon. So if you want to know the end of the story, you can't.
I keep saying, are you going to finish that story? Do you even remember the one it was? He's like, yeah. And then he goes back to his doing top 10 idea.
We're going to do the top 10 idea. Yeah.
So, it's really hard to say the name of this guy. Gennady Mikhazovich. So, I'm going to... Every time I say Mikhazovich...
Not your words, but I like it.
So, he was born in a village in Belarus in Russia in 1947. There's not a lot about his childhood, but he served in the army as a young man. I guess... I'm sure there was national service, wasn't there? So, everyone probably did. But while he was in the army, he was pretty gutted when he came back to find out that his girlfriend at the time had married someone else.
Oh, shit.
So I guess that probably wouldn't happen now because you can actually talk to them, but...
Yes, but you wouldn't... You'd find out while you were away, not when you arrived home. And then in the girlfriend's defense, I suppose if she got fed up of waiting and thought he was dead...
Yeah, you can't dump them.
Yeah.
It's like when someone stays on Big Brother and someone else got kicked out of Big Brother and then they want to move on, but then they can't see them to be like, it's over.
Exactly.
That's such an old reference. No one watches Big Brother. I don't watch
they
Big
don't.
Brother. I watch The Circle.
Even Big Brother doesn't watch Big Brother and he's watching everything.
Are you watching The Circle?
Yes, I'm watching The Circle. I didn't think I would love it and I'm into it.
So good. Okay, Mikhazovich, was age 23, devastated, and he resolved to hang himself.
Oh, God.
However, he chanced across a young woman walking alone, so he decided to kill her instead. How very Freudian, displacement, getting rid of his aggressive drive through passing it on to someone else.
How very selfish.
I know.
Like, if you were going to kill yourself, like, I want to kill myself, but I'll just ruin someone else's and carry on being miserable. I'm sure it didn't make him feel better.
Well, apparently it did because he did it a lot more. So that same year, only 5 months later, he commits his second murder. And he...
Sorry.
And he continues for many years. I'm not going to go into detail because it's ridiculous amounts, but he confirmed... 33 I think with evidence, there's 33 murders that are confirmed.
What?
But he confessed to 43.
Once they start confessing, they just love to keep going.
Yeah. And then the police think there's even more. They think there's 55 total.
What the hell?
That's vast, vast numbers. And yet there's hardly any information on him online.
And yet everyone's going to blame the girlfriend who broke up with him.
So a lot of these that had a pattern, often rape was involved and then strangling or smothering. And he would target individuals who were alone. There's not a lot of specifics on this. And I had to use a few sources and some contradicted each other, but there's not many out there. But I got the impression that a lot of them were sex workers, but then also hitchhikers as well. So just women that would happen to be in a position where they were vulnerable. And then he'd take them to a remote location, often on the side of a motorway, and then he'd rob them. And he'd often give the stolen items to his later wife, who he marries later, and as presents. And then he'd kill them, but he wouldn't kill them with items he'd brought with him. He'd find something around. So, like, grotesquely, he'd be quite
inventive. He liked the resourcefulness. He liked the challenge of what could he find?
Yeah, it's like one of those computer games where you can use anything as a weapon. I think even he made like a cord out of rye crops.
Oh, so not quickly then.
Yeah. So he fashioned a rope out of
Hold
that.
On, love. I'll be with you in a minute.
And used that to strangle her. Oh, but all female victims and vast, vast numbers of them and within months of each other.
I mean, in fairness, it's probably better than those 5-minute craft videos where they show someone spending hours and hours building a shoe out of a hot glue gun.
Or
they'll just like destroy 5 usable items to make a vase. It's always a pencil part every single time. It's like, oh yeah, just cut up this bottle and then smash a mirror and then take the legs off your favorite pair of jeans and then spray paint your whole house and you'll have a gorgeous pencil holder.
I made the mistake of watching 1 5-minute crafts video and now
they compile them. You'll think, oh, 5-minute craft, this video is gonna last 5 minutes. No, it's a supercut of 1 hour's worth of 5-minute crafts and you can never stop watching the pencil parts being created.
I've watched so many of them though. That's the sad
It's always
thing.
Bullshit though, isn't it? And it's always like crap. This isn't a crap. Like, you've not made anything anyone wants.
I just like the comments because it's just people going, this is bullshit.
See, I've never got in the
comments.
The comments
are the best, but you've got to watch maybe like a few minutes of it and then go down to the comments because everyone's just screaming at their laptops. It's great. So in 1976, he married, but the murders didn't stop. He just was unaffected by that. Obviously, he kept it hidden. And he appeared to be kind of a reliable husband. He didn't drink. He worked hard. He had 2 children. He was involved in politics, although he was a member of the Communist Party. So, so he just carried on like killing in the background of that. And police were really like ridiculously slow to catch on to the presence of even a serial killer. So he committed his first murder in, I think it was 1971, and it wasn't till 1980 that they put the cases of these women being killed together to think, oh, this could be one person. And that was one young investigator who finally kind of pieced together these as all being near motorways and that it must be one individual. So I guess because the murder weapon was changing a lot as well.
That's true.
But yeah.
Because they're all like the one where he like wove together bits of rye or whatever it was you said. Like they'll be like, oh yes, he's a farmer. He likes to spend time on making the murder weapon. That's part of it. That's all part of it. And it's not part of it.
Yeah. And I think also communism, corrupt police, a lot of stuff like that as well.
I mean, in theory, I think communism sounds cute.
Yeah, when I was like preteen, I was like, baby, I'm a communist. That sounds great.
When they first teach you about it, I was the same in school.
I
was like, yeah, I'm a communist. I think it's brilliant. And then you're like, okay, it doesn't work. But still, a nice idea. I think it's a Jesus thing.
Yeah, probably.
It makes it sound like everything's going to be fair for everybody.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, brilliant. That's what Jesus wants.
And then you realise there's one murderer like enforcing it. So, much like God in the Old Testament.
Ooh. So we just lost a shitload of listeners.
No one's religious listening to this. Come on.
I think there might be. I think they listen for the Bible bants.
So So, police then, when they started to realize this was one person, they started to do some investigation work, and they found that they could identify a certain make and color of car. I couldn't pronounce the make, but I know it was red. And so they began interviewing people who owned them. So Mikazovic himself, now there's a few different, sources on this, but basically what I'm led to believe is that he became a volunteer policeman, and so he began to help with the investigation for the serial killer. That is him. However, he's described as a Druzinic in one source, so I looked that up, and it was really weird description. It said, a neighborhood bully, thug, and self-appointed avenger against informers in the police payroll. So I wasn't really sure what that was.
Like a vigilante.
That's what I thought. But then a lot of other sources say that he was a volunteer policeman, and he was finding out what the police's next move were going to be so that he could be one step ahead, a bit like Dexter.
Yeah. I mean, things might have been like that in 70s Belarus, that the police would ask vigilante groups to do things for them, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm basing that on zero evidence, but yeah, maybe it's a bit of both.
Yeah, potentially. But also, so it kind of conflicts. So some sources say that he was a volunteer policeman, and some sources say that he was posing as a policeman and conducting his own investigations. And he was...
Oh, I like that better.
He was stopping the drivers of red cars and asking them about this crime, like saying, where were you on this night? And
yeah.
I mean, like, there's definitely a film.
Like, you don't even have to. You're just going to be like, I'm just going to see what people think about me.
The worst thing was, during this time...
It's like making a catfish profile just so you can ask people, like, oh, what do you think of Emma? Like, do you think she's cute? Did you ever date her?
Exactly. So, I'm sure we've done that. So,
not recently.
No. The worst thing was that a lot of people were questioned regarding this crime, and four men, well, I think there were more, I think about 14 men who were found guilty, but four were significantly impacted by this. Because basically what the Russian police would do is they'd find someone that they thought might be capable of the crime because they might have been in the right place at the right time, and then they would torture them until they confessed to it. So I know. So one guy was given 10 years in prison. One was executed. One went to prison for 6 years and then went blind. I shouldn't laugh. And one went to prison for 15 years, and some say he killed himself and some say he attempted suicide, but massively impacted.
So it's not like, oh, these men were wrongfully convicted and then, oh, we found out about it in a few years and now they've got conversations. It's like, oh, they were wrongfully convicted and their lives are over.
But then the police would be like, well, they confessed to it. What were we to do? Yeah, they confessed because they were tortured for days. That's why. What's his name? Mikasevich, sorry, was feeling pretty confident, and he reportedly either killed 12 women in 1 year in 1985, or some sources say 14 women in 1 year in 1984. So he was killing women in droves. And he started to get worried, though. He knew that the police were getting closer. And so he started to try and throw them off, because obviously they'd arrested these people and found them guilty, but the murders were still happening.
Yeah.
So they knew they didn't have him, really. So he tried to throw them off by sending an anonymous letter to a local newspaper pretending to be from an underground organisation that was anti-communist. So he wanted them to think this was a political act. So in the letter, it said something like, people should go out and kill communists and adulterous women. To give them the idea that it was this killer that was part of this organization. And then he killed another woman, and he left a note in the same handwriting, which was his handwriting, next to the body of that victim, signed by this group. So thought they'd go, okay, well, it's this group, let's start investigating them. But instead, they went, great, we've got a sample of the killer's handwriting, now we can actually start doing something productive. Which was bad news for him. So,
I mean, this sort of stuff still happens. I'm sure it was when I was in Milan and we went to this place where there was a whole wall of dolls. I'm sure I put it on Instagram, but it was like a as like a reminder of the missing women, like there's hundreds and thousands of missing women across Europe that just aren't big news or aren't being actively investigated.
Yeah.
And it's like, it still happens that if you are, you know, a vulnerable woman or your safety net's gone, then it's easy for you to disappear and it not be, you know, looked into. Like, people are still able to kill women and...
Oh, yeah. I mean, historically, they've massively been overly, like, represented as victims of serial killers, haven't they? But I think also, whenever there's political unrest in a country, then it becomes even easier to commit crime and go unnoticed because of the resources put into everything else.
Yeah.
So as a result of having this handwriting, police checked 312,000 passports and overall 556,000 samples of handwriting. So fair play, they did put in the time and effort to lead to a conviction. And then one officer went to the firm where Mikasevich worked, where he had a job repairing cars, and they checked all the employees' handwriting from the documents that they got and found a match on a receipt for some parts that Mikasevich had written. So there they go, they've got their man. Now again, it didn't really matter if he'd done the crime or not, he was again tortured like the other people that went down for the crime. But this time he was able to take them to a well where there were items of some of the victims in the well that he'd stored there.
Right.
So they knew that it was the right person. So instead of going to prison, which we normally end with, he was literally just walked into the woods and shot by a firing squad. And that was kind of it. So
he got off lighter than the other four guys that had been sent to prison for it instead.
Yeah.
Like, he's not had to be blind in a prison for 15 years.
Yeah, and imagine Russian prisons in
the 70s they're the and 80s. Worst. There's that, even now, there's that show on Netflix, isn't there, about Russia's toughest prisons or something?
Yeah.
And, like, it's horrific, but that's, like, today.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
So, I mean, five people got their lives ruined because of this.
And well, 55
women who were savagely killed and sexually abused before that. So, like, so many victims, absolutely awful. But what's interesting is that he investigated himself, which we haven't seen
just
before.
To recap, in case you missed it, he investigated it too.
He did. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.